I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. Thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 36 plus years, none other than in the person of
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And together we do bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Intercessory Prayer Line Ministry, ministry that is exclusively designed to empower and impact God's people's lives with the power and the manifestation of God's Holy Ghost in this earth realm into which that we are now currently residing in and operating in. And to let you know that the power of God is just as real today as it was when Jesus walked the earth. It's just as powerful today as it was when Jesus walked the earth. It's just as delivering today as it was when Jesus walked the earth. Praise be to God. Amen. So that's what it's all about. Amen. Understanding that Jesus Christ, amen, is alive today and forevermore. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So on that note, we'd like to say welcome to each and every one of you. If you're a first-time listener, viewer, whatever the case may be, we'd like to bid you Godspeed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to let you know that God still has special things in store for those who love him. On that note, I'm going to ask my beautiful wife, if she so kindly will, to share a scripture, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in Jesus' name. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. It was on mute. I don't know how I forgot that. Oh,
yeah.
Psalms 1.
Psalms number 1. Okay.
Yes, the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank you, Lord God, for your word. Amen. I thank you for just another day's journey. But truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, you're so awesome. You're so wonderful. But you knew all of this already. But we just want to just reinforce that you are the one, hallelujah, that has been so faithful and so good. Amen. Through the midst of every day's challenge, God, we can always depend on you. Man will let us down. Man will fail us. But you will always be there for your people. And I thank you today. And therefore, God, we're just praying that people will be there for you. Amen. That we will be walking in obedience. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. That we would talk in obedience in the name of Jesus. That our talking and our walking will just bring glory to you on a daily basis. And I thank you today as we pray for those that are discouraged, as we pray for those that are in mourning, as we pray for those that need you right now.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We just thank you today. We bless your holy name today. We know, God, without you, we can do anything. Without you, Lord God, we can't do nothing without you. Therefore, God, we continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. For all of our help coming from you, oh, God, I thank you today. I thank you because I know, God, that you've been there when nobody else was there. God, you will always be there for your creation. And I thank you today, God. Those that reject you, God, Lord, we pray for them today. Those that don't even want to ever hear about you, God, we pray for those. The atheists, we pray for those. We just pray, God, because you told us to. Amen. And it's on them to receive you. It's on them to walk upright before you. It's on them to be all that you call us to be. Oh, God, but we will continue to pray. We will continue to uplift your people in the mighty names of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank and praise God for all that he is doing. Amen. We are living in a dispensation of time now where, you know what, there are many people with troubled hearts. There are many people, amen, that are going through situations and circumstances. But I've got to remind you, Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He's still healing. He is still opening blind eyes. He is still unstopping deaf ears. He is still setting the captive free. And the thing is that we have to learn to help people learn how to furnish the faith to believe that God is still doing this. One of the things that I've learned is that, you know, far too often, Lady Townsend, we'll try to grow people up in their pockets real quick. We'll try to grow them up to be overnight sensations in their pocket. But we have very little patience when it comes to them maturing in the things of Christ. And so this is what we've got to get people back to, because when the Lord gets ready to come back, he's not coming back with those who has more money or less money than anybody. He's going to come back for those that are pure in heart. He's coming back for those that have made a conscious decision to, watch this, not sell out, but be sold out to the things of Jesus Christ. And yes, we must function in our day-to-day business. We must still go about our day-to-day business as the five wise virgins did. They still had to go about their daily business, but they were constantly looking for the coming of their Lord. And this, what I believe the body of Christ has strayed from, we're not really actively engaging and looking. And Jesus gives us scripture to solidify how important it is for us to be focusing on his return more so than. And it's nothing wrong with you know, being in the world. It's nothing wrong with trying to figure out who's going to win the NBA or who's going to win the NFL or things of that nature, who's going to win the National Open or the French Open or whatever. But I think that God is more important for us to realize that, Lord, you know what? If you come right now, is my soul in right standing with you? Is my spirit man where it's supposed to be? And I think that that's the most important thing. And that's what we're going to share with God's people today, because there is a facade that's got people thinking that, you know what? Well, that's not for me to worry about, Brother Townsend. You know, all I know is my life is hid with Christ. Well, if our life was hid with Christ, why did he tell us to watch as well as pray? Why did he tell us to not be able? He wants us to be able to discern the signs of the times, because, again, when we look outside and see that cloud gray, cloudy and gray, we know it's getting ready to do what? It's going to rain.
Yes.
In the wintertime, when we see all of those heavy clouds, we know snow is getting ready to fall. Even if the wind starts to diminish, or should I say the temperature falls, what do we know to do? We know to prepare by putting on thicker clothing, right? Because we're looking for that temperature to drop. People instinctively start turning their heat on when it gets cool. Why? Because that's a sign to let them know that it's going to get cold. Well, what about the coming of the Lord, Lady Townsend? What signs do you currently see happening today that lets you know that the Lord is getting ready to come back pretty much soon, from what we've heard people preach over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years?
Hey, man, bitch, there's so many signs. And for those that are in the Word of God, we'll see that we're in the times. We see so much going on, people calling right, wrong, wrong, right. You know, I was just going, I was looking on my social media, and it was coming down my page, and they were going to this award show, I think at BET, and this woman that just had on all of her frontal was out, and I could see the hairs and different things on her front part. And I was just saying, Lord Jesus, we're living in a time where I never thought we'd see that. And I hadn't watched TV in so long till one time I was sitting there and a commercial came on and two men started kissing. I said, he doing that now? I said, oh my God, we see so many things that's going on that it's here. And and the sad thing about it, that the saints of God see it, and now we retain, some of us have came, like, you know, it don't bother us, you know, and start siding with them. It's something wrong. That's why we know we're in the last days.
Yes.
When we begin to side with wrong, when we know what the Word of God has said.
Well, you know, we also know that the Bible clearly tells us that the time would come where mankind would be calling right wrong and wrong right. And that's the reason why it is imperative that people learn to have that spiritual relationship with God, because there are many biblical scholars that can transform the word of God in such a way to where it can literally leave a lot of people discombobulated. But one of the things that people have to understand is that this is the reason why Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into all truth and righteousness. There are many opinions out there. Religiosity has taken a mainstream front row when it comes to opinionated things. But one thing about it, the Holy Spirit has never been, never will be, and never can be opinionated. And that's why it's important for us, more than anything, more than millions of dollars, more than houses and land, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We can say that many people are drunken with the cares of this life. And because many people are drunken with the cares of this life, they are not hearing the Spirit of the living God. And the reason why they're not hearing the Spirit of the living God is because if we don't take the time to recognize ourselves with who the Lord is and how he speaks to our spirit man, primarily even through his word, then we won't know what he's saying to us. And I give this analogy all the time. If we were in a burning room, all the lights could be out. The power could be out. And there couldn't be a light, no light showing at all. But if I were to ask you a question, if I were to say, hey, Mildred, is that you over there? You know my voice. If somebody tried to disguise their voice and said, hey, Mildred, is that you? How are you going to answer? You probably won't. You probably won't.
Man, because I know that's a stranger, and it's a voice that I don't recognize. And that's what God is going to say. He knows the voices of the people, and he knows the one that truly is his. Amen. Because there's some unrecognizable voices, because they hadn't had relationship with him. They hadn't had prayer. They hadn't been in, you know what I'm saying, in a position to know. You know, something like you said that. A voice recognizable. Amen. I want God to recognize my voice. I want to stay in his presence. Amen. More so than anything, I want him to recognize my walk and my talk. And every day, you know, he gives us. And that's what we ought to do, you know. We want to be the familiar with him, you know. Okay. Not something unrecognizable. No, I wouldn't answer that voice because wasn't yours.
Amen. No, you wouldn't answer that. Well, I tell you what, right now we're going to get ready to take us just a little break here. And I want to remind our KAYT listeners about the news that they could use in their neighborhood. Also, amen, we have somebody on the line that's going to be sharing some very important information with God's people on today, especially in recognition since it is National Cancer Awareness Month. And I know the month's getting ready to go out. I think today is the 29th, and I think we've got, two more days before the month ends, amen. But we have somebody on the line that's going to be sharing something with us today in regards to that. But before we do, I want to remind God's people that this is what's happening in your neighborhood and surrounding areas, that on November the 6th at 1:30 p.m., Plymouth Rock Missionary Baptist Church, located 162 Plymouth Rock Loop, in Morrow, Louisiana, will be celebrating their 121st year anniversary service in the community. And the guest speaker for the occasion is going to be Reverend Jesse Dulay, pastor of the Chimneyville Baptist Church of Garland, Louisiana. And the public is cordially invited to attend. They're asking that masks be worn. Our host pastor is Bishop Leon Figgins. And also, don't forget to get out and make plans to vote. Unfortunately, voter registration deadline is over. So if you didn't get a chance to do it during the time slot that was available, and that was October the 11th to be able to do it in person, and October the 18th to be able to do it online. There will, however, be early voting for those that have registered. Early voting begins October the 25th through November the 1st, and election day is exactly on November the 8th. And the congressional general election will be December the 10th. So those of you, please make plans to get out and vote. Okay. Now, on that note, in recognition of National Cancer Awareness Month, we have on the line with us a gentleman. And I know a lot of times, you know, we often hear a lot of ladies that are talking about surviving cancer and things of that nature. But We have a gentleman on the line today, and he's one of our very own from here at KEYT and KQJO. That is Brother Darrell Hobney. Brother Darrell, are you there?
Bless you, Bishop and First Lady. You know, it's an honor and privilege just to be able to be on top of the ground, and the ground ain't on top of me.
Yes, sir.
This has been different type of year. Finding out months ago that I was battling colon cancer.
Colon cancer.
But truly, God is amazing.
Yes.
God is amazing. I've done with all my chemo, and I've taken six rounds, and I start radiation within the next 7 days. But I want to tell everybody, all my brothers out there, please go get tested. If I'm correct, it's the age of 40 plus, Bishop. And what happened with me, and I hope I can bless my brothers who have with me, I just noticing blood.
My God.
Slightly, and I just like, maybe it's hemorrhoids. I'm seeing no plant, but after weeks and weeks and weeks, I got tired.
Yes.
And when, you know, took the colonoscopy and found out what it was.
Yes, yes, Brother Darrell.
You know.
That you know what? That in itself, man, is just enlightening to a lot of our brothers out there. Because you know what, Brother Darrell? Many of us men, we don't like going to the doctor. You know that, don't you?
No, sir.
We just don't like it.
No, sir.
We don't like it.
You know what? Especially that test. No, sir. But I'll say this. It's been an amazing journey. And it's been an amazing journey because at one point, Bishop, taking those treatments, I'm gonna be honest, I was scared.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because the chemo is not easy.
Yes, sir.
And it's a long process.
Yes, sir.
But I thank God that you know, the Winans had a song saying millions didn't make it.
But I'm one of the ones who did. Yes.
And even though the journey's not over, I haven't rung the bell yet.
Yes, sir.
I was telling my mother, I know the hardest part is over because God has seen me through those six rounds of 5 hours straight of chemo.
Yes, sir.
So I know I can make past anything.
Yes, sir. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. So upon what you just said, Brother Darrell, does that help you to see life itself in a different light now? Because I know a lot of times we almost have to get to the brink of death and for an eye-opening experience. But what you've gone through, how does it help you now to express an appreciation for life more from what you've gone through?
Well, you know, it's amazing you asked me that. One of my quotes I live by is one of my favorite pastors, John Piggott, on life and favor. But I truly learned what that meant going through cancer because every day is a favor of God and life just to see another day.
Yes.
You know, and I've learned about better eating habits. I learned about just checking for blood pressure, my weight.
Yes.
Being calm and not overthinking things that don't matter.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've always been a spiritual young man, but it really got me deeper in the spirit, if that makes sense, because I heard a quote this thing and said, he said, I used to sing because I love to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I used to jump around to get the crowd hyped, but now I know I have something to jump about.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and God,
say that.
I tell anybody, especially us, like we as men, brother, get your checkups, eat better, because I have my daughter be 20 years old in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my heart.
Yes.
And, you know, I know you have children, grandchildren.
Yes.
We have to stay around, especially we as black men, to spread the message that God is real.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, Brother Darrell, thank God for you. Thank God that, you know, you're not a quitter. And as you said before, the war ain't over, but God has brought you through many of the battles. And so he didn't bring you this far to leave you. And so we know that, you know, even in recognition of this National Cancer Month, I'm glad to be able to touch places with a brother. Because so often, you know, we hear many of the sisters out there, many of the white women, black women that are testifying how, you know, important it is for cancer awareness. But now we have a male figure out there. I can't officially put you as the poster child yet, but, you know, you're one of the men that God has used to make people aware. Before I let you go, I would like to ask you one important question, too. How important is it for you to change your eating habit? Because you said it was colon cancer, so that's directly involved with the digestive process and what's going in and what's causing it to come out and stuff. So are there drastic eating changes that need to take place?
Well, yes, sir. I had to adjust. I love hot food. I love hot, spicy food, so I definitely had to downplay that.
Yes.
This is something naturally we as men need to do as far as you get more water, exercising, and just not – I've never been a constipated. I'm a very active guy.
Yes.
But I say getting more into your fruits, your vegetables, your water,
yes.
Walking, and just keeping a positive outlook on life because – I truly learned that, bitch. I learned that a day, just waking up and seeing another day is so precious.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to tell you, thank you, Brother Darrell. God bless you. Godspeed to you, man. And I'm going to say congratulations on your recovery because we know that God is not through with you yet. And it's apparent you ain't through with God yet because you're still here.
So No, sir. You know, and for this, I want to tell people, I was the late, great Keith, one of the boys, Johnson said this, and it really helped me in my process. He said, them new songs is good, but when I'm going through, I got to wrench back and get one of them old ones. Contemporary is cool, but I'm a traditional guy, and them, it's something about them hymns. It's something about the Shirley Caesars and the Joe Lagans and the Harvey Watkins and the Tim Rogers, the traditional songs daily, especially when I'm going through chemo. That's what, in my earbud, that's what got me through.
Yes, my brother. Well, we thank you, man, and again, to our listeners out there, Brother Darrell is part of our KAYT-KQJO family, and again, what has taught us is that no matter who's going through out there, you really don't know until it hit home how important it really is, and so we thank you for taking our time from your schedule. Much love to you, my brother. Godspeed to you, and we will be in touch, my brother.
Bless you, man. Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you. All right, this is KAYT-KQJO. Got something else I need to share with you, and we will be right back after this in Jesus' name.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
And we are back. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with your host, Bishop Kenny and Lady Mildred Townsend. And as always, we count it a privilege as well as an honor, amen, to be amongst the likes of God's people. What we want to talk about today is, you know, are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Because, beloved people of God, listen, all the signs of the coming of the Lord are imminent. Lady Townsend, they are here with us. We're living in a time now where evil is it seems as though it's manifesting. And you know what? People are embracing the evil more so than they are the good, in which that, you know, it's about pleasing God. But when we get to the point where we're trying to please ourselves, then you know what? Not saying that that's scary, but Jesus said that he said a man's enemies will be those of his own household. And that just simply means that the people around us that are supposed to be embracing the things of God will not see things from that spiritual perspective, because you know what? Religion can't let you see things the way that you're supposed to see it. Religion won't allow you to see it that way. But it's going to take that intense relationship, you know.
Those that are hungry. those that are hungry for the things of God, those that would not, you know, go without getting all they know they can get from God, because it's out there. He said wisdom is here, you know.
That's right.
It's available to those. And, you know, you hunger and thirst for righteousness.
That's
and
right.
Everything like that, Bishop. Those are the ones that's going to really, you know, triumph in the things of God. Because when we're just going along to get along, just anything that's passed on to us, don't research, don't even go lay in his presence, anything like that, you know. Though, you know, you're going to follow somebody in that ditch.
That's right.
And the blind can't lead the blind.
No.
You know, in other words, they're sending you straight on to hell, and you're going right along with it. But those that have made up their mind that, God, I want all that you have for me. Amen. I want to be able to do the things you request of me and require of me. Amen. And that's what, you know, to be hungry for God's way. Amen. But we want to, like I said, be spoon-fed. And that's not good all the time. You know, get your Bible and ask God to minister to your spirit. Lord, speak to my heart. Oh, God, which direction to go? You said you'll order my path, you know?
That's right.
And just trust him at his word.
That's right.
That's what he wants.
Amen. Good morning to all my brothers and sisters out there. Amen. Out there in social media land. God bless you. Lady Townsend, listen. We are living in the age now. And a lot of people are really not looking for the coming of the Lord. A lot of people don't think the Lord is coming back. But there is no way that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you cannot haphazardly sit back and think that the Lord is not coming. But more importantly, what precautions are you taking? And again, I've been dispelling the myth about, you know, for years growing up in the Pentecostal apostolic movement, you know, we were taught through ignorance that, you know, the Lord was coming back. But we were taught that he was coming back as a thief in the night. And so, therefore, there were even movies constructed about him coming back secretly, taking people away. And you know what? As I began to read the word of God, Lady Townsend, and the Holy Spirit began to open up my understanding, yes, there is going to be a catching away of the saints. No, the Bible does not say rapture. It doesn't say rapture, but equated, it doesn't talk about drugs either. But we know drugs ain't no good for you, okay? Doesn't talk about heroin, but we know heroin ain't no good for you. Doesn't talk about fentanyl, but we know all of those things are not good for you. But they encompass that word, speaking about pharmacia, whatever the Greek word is. It's talking about stuff to mesmerize the mind and the spirit of man. So yet by the same token, no, the Bible never has said the word raptured. We don't know where that came in at. We don't know what century that word came in at. But one thing that we can agree on is that there will be a catching away of the saints of God. And Lady Townsend, the more extensive research that I've done, as I began to say, you'll be surprised how many people have been misdirected concerning the things of God. And even though they have read from the book of Daniel, they have read from this, many people's minds have been discombobulated through theological bureaucracy and through a commentary. But when you go directly to Jesus and the writings of Jesus, Lady Townsend, and listen to what he has to say concerning the matter, you can't go wrong, okay? You can't go wrong. When there are people out there says, well, I'm pre-trib, I'm post-trib, I'm neither one of those things. I'm just looking for what Jesus said, okay? And when I go by what the word kind of just spells some of the stuff that we don't understand. That's why it's good at reading the word. If you have your Bible with you, Lady Townsend, if you do, you do have your Bible with you. Okay, so if you go with me to chapter number 24 in the book of Matthew, because this is where the disclosure and this is where all the answering and information that you need to know about what Jesus said with him coming back. And then it will solidify what the Apostle Paul meant when he said that when the last trumpet sounds, and he used this as a phrase, and that always used to get me to thinking too, when he says, we which are alive, and he didn't stop there and says, shall be caught up together with them in the air, but he said, we which are alive and remain. And that got me to thinking that, well, remain from what? Well, we're going to get the answer from Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 24. If you will, Lady Townsend, because I'm going to have you skipping too for the sake of time. But if you start reading at verse number 4, would you do that for me? Read that for me.
Yes. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you.
Go ahead.
5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Slow it down just a minute, because I need God's people, those that are listening, to understand the lateness of the hour in which that we are now in, that we're residing in. We are in that hour right now where many have already come in the Lord's name, come in my name, saying, I am Christ. You know what the word Christ means? It's not a name. It merely means anointed. And there are many people, clergy, that have come in the name of the Lord saying, I'm anointed. Listen, I've got the spirit of the God on the inside. I've got this. Mm-hmm. I've got that. We are in that dispensation. And here's what Jesus said, and shall deceive many. You need to underline that so that you can understand that you're not going to be one of those people. You got the purpose in your mind. I'm not going to be one of the deceived ones. Why? What else is going to happen? Verse number 6.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Keep going.
From nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places.
Uh-huh. What else?
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
All these are just the beginning of sorrows. And unfortunately, there has been a vast amount of people that were saying, well, listen, Bishop, let me tell you something. My pastor has shared with me that the church is not going to be here when all of this goes down. But I'm getting ready to bust some bubbles right now. And I'm going to bust some bubbles because guess who's going to be busting the bubbles? Not me. Jesus is going to bust the bubbles. And he's going to bust the bubbles because he's not a liar. And if he's not a liar, that means that my misinterpretation of the word makes me a liar. Let every man be a liar, but let God's word be true. But now watch this. If the church is not going to be here during any form of tribulation, why did Jesus say, verse number 9, Lady Townsend, read that for me. Read it slow, because I want everybody to get this, because they say the church is not going to be here during no tribulation. We're going to be out of here. But listen to how Jesus explains what the church, the people he's talking to, us, because they're dead and gone now. So this falls on us now, because they're dead and gone. And he hasn't come back yet. Everybody would agree he hasn't come back yet. So verse number 9 says what?
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted.
Wait, stop right there. If the church is gone, why do I need to be up to deliver to be afflicted? If the church is going to be gone, then why am I going to be afflicted? I need God's people to retract from what they've been sharing with God's people so that you can understand what Jesus is saying, because you know what? It's better. Watch this. To hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. You ain't hearing what I'm telling you. It's better to hope for the best, but be prepared for the worst. Let me say that again. God bless you, Sister Calloway. God bless you. Amen. Brother Lamar, Sister Carlisa, God bless you. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted and do what? Read it, Lady Townsend.
And shall kill you.
Wait a minute. How are you going to kill me when I'm going back with you, Jesus? That's not making sense. If I'm going to be back with you, how are they going to kill me? I ain't got nothing to... Are you understanding what Jesus is telling you, people of God? Please understand what Jesus is telling you. I know you've read Daniel and you've heard commentary from people trying to explain things to you, but Jesus has made it so simple that even a fool cannot err from what the word is saying. Then it says what, Lady Townsend?
And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
I'm not taking calls right now. So whoever the caller is, we got to get to this. We're not taking any calls right now. So what does it say now? You're going to be hated for my name's sake, and all nations, of all nations. So it's not going to be just a black thing. It's not going to be just a white thing. All nations that don't want to embrace and do what God's word say do are going to be hating Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ stands for. And we're seeing this in many arenas and spectrums already. We're seeing that people are trying to take even the things that God intended for livelihood and flip it around to something else that is of a demonic nature. Now, verse number 10 says what?
And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another.
And what else going to happen?
And shall hate one another.
Now, he ain't talking to sinners, y'all. Jesus is talking to the saints. He's talking to believers here. And because if we don't stay thoroughly connected to the things of Jesus Christ, we're going to be offended by the truth that's coming out. See, always remember this. It's truth that have got people killed. During the civil rights movement, it was truth that got Martin Luther King killed. During the revelation of finding out that white folks wasn't devils got Malcolm X killed, okay? Medgar Evers, that stood up for righteousness, got killed, because anytime you decide to stand up for what's truth, and especially the truth that Jesus Christ is bringing to us, that's going to cause people to hate you. And not only that, it's a way that we can really see who is really connected with Christ versus those that are just merely connected with religion. Verse number 11 says what? And many what?
False prophets. Y'all right.
And what's going to happen?
And deceive many.
Listen to what Jesus is telling you now. I need y'all to understand this. I need y'all to understand why it is important and imperative to be duly filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God, which does exist. This is not a figment of somebody's imagination. The Holy Ghost is just as real as the air that you breathe in from day to day. The Spirit of the living God is not a figment of somebody's imagination. He is the reality of God. He is the creator of all worlds, all planets, all solar systems, all vortexes, all wormholes. God is the creator of all of that. Many false prophets have already risen. And the false prophet of today that is not preparing you to stay duly fixed on the coming of the Lord, then you know what? Either they're not really sent of God, or they're just still in this religious state of mind, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Because, again, a woman that's pregnant is staying close to the house. Why? Because she know her time is almost up. She's not going to be out there jumping and praying and doing this, that, and the other unless she's a foolish woman. She know her day is almost upon her to deliver that child. Well, this is what Christ is trying to get us to understand. The Lord is soon to come. So what do we need to do? Do we need to be planning and doing other things? No, don't get me wrong. You still go to work. You still do. You still conform to the things of the Lord. But you're doing what it takes to be consistent looking. What else, Lady Townsend?
Number
12.
Yes. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
The more that Satan gets a hold on this planet, the more that Satan starts to implement his views and opinions on this planet, the more that the elite and the spiritual wickedness operating in high places behind the scene get a grip on the minds of the inhabitants of this planet, the more wicked things are going to become. The more they're going to be wicked. But this is what the Lord said, because again, if the church is gone, if the church has been taken up out of here, why did Jesus say this in verse number 13, Lady Townsend? Read it for me.
But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved.
Wait just a minute, Jesus. We gone. What we got to endure for? We're not going to be here. What are you talking about? Jesus, you confused. You done had a little bit too much of that wine with them disciples, Jesus. You don't know what you're talking about. No, he knows exactly what he's talking about. We're the ones that have become discombobulated through commentary and not leaning toward the Holy Spirit to convey the actual message that we got to be ready. When he said, you shall be hated for my name's sake, we've got it mixed up. The spirit of error got you thinking you're going to be celebrated for his name's sake. And that's not what he's saying. So again, you're looking for people to endorse you. You are looking for people. You say you don't need to be validated by any man, but you're running to folks for ordinations. You're running to people for this and to run to people for that. And says, I don't need no man's validation, but yet and still, I need the office of apostle put on me. So I got to run over here so I can get this this ordination. Well, if you don't need the validation of men, then why are we running? Because this is what the enemy has got people thinking, that the anointing is not based upon an ordination. The anointing is based upon our obedience to the things of Jesus Christ. I assure you, back in the apostles' time, they didn't have no papers to solidify and plaques on the wall, but yet and still this time that we're in now makes us think that, you know what, I can look at my accomplishments this way. No. You know how I can see my accomplishments? When drug houses start shutting down. That's how I can see my accomplishments. When women stop prostituting their bodies and realize that their bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and young men realize that their temples are bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, that's how I can take acknowledgement of the accomplishments in Christ Jesus. What else, Lady Townsend? And I'm going to let you skip, too. I'm going to let you skip. But I want people to understand something. Because they're saying that the church is not going to be here. But the church indeed is going to be here. The church is going to be here. No, there's not going to be a secret rapture or a secret catching away of the saints. Everybody's going to know about it. And I've got to, if I don't get no calls in today, that's fine too, because I need y'all to get this. And trust me, whoever calling because you need prayer, God knows what you need more so than I do. So I want you that might need prayer, just say, well, Bishop, just go ahead and give us what God gave you to give us, because God knows what I stand in need of. And trust me, like you, I stand in need of prayer too. Sure do. Lady Townsend.
So,
Lady Townsend. All right, here we go. This is going to hurt some people's feelings right here. Verse number 21, because people say the church is going to be gone. The church is going to be gone. So the rapture is going to take place first, and the church is going to be gone. Jesus never said that. Commentary has confused people and discombobulated their minds. And so what's going on? People don't understand. We just read where he said, they're going to kill you for my name's sake. Well, wait just a minute. If I'm with you, how's somebody going to kill me? They're going to hate you for my name's sake. Well, wait just a minute. If I'm with you, how can they hate me? We have got to bring people back to the realization of the truth of what God's word is saying. Verse number 21 says what, Lady Townsend?
But then shall be great tribulation.
Wait just a minute now. Not just tribulation. Because they say, oh, yeah, the church is going to be here for tribulation. Yeah, we're going to be here. I mean, we've been going through tribulation forever. But I need you to understand something according to what Jesus is saying, not according to what the Institute, the Biblical Institute has said. I need you to get this with your own eyes and with your own understanding so that you can realize that, you know what, I need to be safeguarding my walk with Christ. So you know what, I can say like Job, though they slay me, yet will I trust you. Because unless you're in that frame of mind, beloved people of God, listen, just as birth pangs come upon a woman in travail, that's what's going to happen. When they say the false prophets, when they say the false apostles, when they say the false bishops, when they say the false teachers, the false pastors say safety and peace, sudden destruction cometh upon them as a woman in travail. For then shall great tribulation be great tribulation. And what else, Sister Townsend, Lady Townsend? Now keep on reading. 21.
But then, I read that one.
I need you to read it again because I want people to see this.
Okay. For then shall be great tribulation.
Great tribulation, listeners. Go ahead.
Such as was not since the beginning of the world.
Such as was not since the beginning of this world. That's what's coming. But he's telling us this, and the church ain't gone nowhere yet. Y'all need to see this. You need to understand this. And then this is what Jesus said in verse number 22. What did he say?
And it said, those days should be shortening, that should no flesh be saved.
That's the reason why it seemed like yesterday you was just a kid, and all of a sudden you grown now. That's the reason why it seemed like you were just holding your little grandbaby yesterday. Now your little grandbaby got grandbabies. God has shortened the days, people. The days have been shortened. You can remember, you were just in kindergarten. Look at you now. You're 70 years old. You're 80 years old. You can remember walking to school with your homeboys and whole girls. But look at you now, all the things that you've gone through. Christ has shortened the days for the elect's sake. And then what else to say, Lady Townsend? Skip down.
But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
Uh-huh.
And if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not.
Keep going.
For there shall rise false Christ.
Wait a minute. We ain't through with the false Christ yet? No, they still coming, y'all. They still here. See, that's the reason why your solidification has to be in Jesus, because you know what? The more that you try to hold on to Christ, he is going to use false teachers, false preachers, false apostles, false bishops, false clergy, false everything to discombobulate your mind from looking to the coming of the Lord. Just as they did in the days of Noah. God told him it was going to rain, and many people said, well, anyway, Noah don't know what he's talking about. Man, it ain't never rained before. This man been drinking too much of that wine from his vineyard. That's what they're going to think about you, beloved people of God. But there shall rise false Christ and what else? False prophets and what else? What they going to do?
And they shall show great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
What are you telling us, Christ? I'm telling you that when you go to these so-called deliverance services, don't get so caught up in the moving of people jumping and shouting. Don't get so caught up in the thing of like somebody's being healed, because things have been staged down through the years. And Christ wants us to have enough discernment to realize that everything you see ain't what you see. Let me say that one more time. Everything that you see ain't what you see. Let me say that one more time. Everything that you see ain't what you see. People have props. They have staged things. They have this. But more importantly, these people will have power from Lucifer, and without you understanding, you will think that it's power from God. Huh? If it were possible that they would deceive the very elect, they're going to show great signs and wonders. Who's going to do that? The false anointed people are going to do this. How will they do this? By Beelzebub. They will. Remember, they said Jesus was healing folks by what? Beelzebub. Who is Beelzebub? The chief and prince of the devils. These people have given themselves over to chief devils so that they, because they want power, they want anointing so bad, until they have given, many have given themselves over to familiar spirits. Lady Townsend, because of the lateness of the hour, please skip down to verse number 29.
Immediately after the tribulation.
No, stop there. Stop. Doesn't your Bible say immediately before the tribulation? Because I need God's people to see this, because they have been taught that the church is going to be gone, and when tribulation comes, we're not going to be around, and Jesus comes before the tribulation, right? Because that's what people have been taught. That's what my pastors taught me. That's what the commentaries taught me. That's what the movies taught me. That's what the books taught me. But here's what the book of books is teaching you on today. Read it one more time, Lady Townsend, verse number 29.
Immediately after the tribulation of
not those before,
days.
Not before, y'all. Not before tribulation. Not before. Immediately after the tribulation. What happens, Lady Townsend?
Shall the sun be darkened.
Uh-huh.
And the moon shall not give her light.
Uh-huh. And what else?
And the stars shall fall from heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Now that's what's going to happen after. Immediately after the tribulation, immediately after folks are being slaughtered and killed and mayhem is taking place, and the government system comes in and the police state starts to take over, these things will start to unfold. These things will start to manifest when eminent domain comes in, and most of what you think belongs to you, you find out really doesn't belong to you. And it will be catastrophic. It will be a time such as never been seen in the likes of this planet and never will be seen again. And then the Son of Man shall appear in the heavens, and then what's going to happen? Verse number 30, Lady Townsend.
And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man.
Wait a minute, coming. It's going to be a secret rapture. Lady Townsend, please slow down. Because the commentary got people thinking, and the movies got people thinking, that it's going to be a secret rapture. It's going to be something that nobody sees. Yet, here's what Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is telling everybody. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Watch this. Then all the tribes of the earth shall mourn. Why are they going to mourn? Because they going to see just like we going to see. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. They going to see how we gonna see, but look how y'all getting quiet on me. They gonna see how you see, how I see. They're going to mourn. Why? And then they're gonna do what, Lady Townsend?
And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
There ain't gonna be no secret rapture, people of God. Don't let nobody lie to you no more. When Jesus comes, the whole world is going to see it. The whole world is going to know it. I got one more scripture, Lady Townsend, before I do anything else. Please go with me to solidify in the book of Acts. Go to Acts chapter 1, please, real quick. And then I'll open up the phone line if anybody got anything to share. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay, Acts 1.
You got Acts chapter 1?
Yes.
All right. So I need you to start reading at verse number 7. Acts 1 and 7.
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall be my witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Verse number 9 says what?
And when he had spoken these things, which while they beheld, he was taken up.
I need y'all to understand this now.
And the crowd received him out of their sight.
When Jesus was there on Mount Olivet, after he had fellowshipped and tabernacled with his disciples for so many days, he went on top of Mount Olivet and he stepped into a heavenly limousine. The Bible says that he stepped into a cloud and received them out of their sight. Verse number 10 says it all, Lady Townsend. Number 10 says what?
And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as they went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven.
Now think about this for a moment. How are they going to see him except when Jesus comes, a resurrection is going to take place? And you've already read for yourself that he comes after tribulation. The Bible says even they that pierced him shall see him. When he comes, then a resurrection is going to take place. Some to everlasting life, some to everlasting contempt. Yet these people, he said, you seen him leave. He told the disciples, you're going to see him when he returns. How is that? That solidifies in 2 Thessalonians when he says that at the last trump, huh? At the last trump, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Watch this. Excuse me. And we which are alive and remain from what?
Yes.
You just read it.
Yeah, but shut up.
Coming through that great tribulation. Listen. Let me explain to you what great tribulation symbolizes. When COVID-19 hit this planet, are you hearing me? Many people were taken out, but you and I are alive and remain. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. It's just that simple. COVID-19 took out so many people. That tribulation took out so many people. But those of us that are alive and remain can testify to the fact that God brought us through it. We weren't one of the ones that were killed by the sword. We weren't one of the ones that were killed in prison. God brought us out of it. Those of us which are alive and remain shall not prevent them that have died in Christ. You need to get that. Those that have died in Christ have already sealed their going away present with Jesus. And so you know what? As a matter of fact, they've got a better edge on us. They're not going to be here for tribulation, but you and I are going to be here. So the question is, do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes to finish the course? Do you have what it takes? Have it not been for the very elect's sake, Christ is shortening the days right now. But I got news for you, and now you can call in. 318-484-2500. I just needed to share this with God's people, Lady Townsend, because too many people don't understand. The movies have confused people. The books have confused people. The novels have confused people. But Jesus ain't going to confuse nobody. And I understand commentary has a way of screwing up people's minds. Commentary has a way. This is the reason why he said, let every man be a lie, but let his word be true. Immediately after tribulation. That's the reason why people that, please go back and share this. Please go back and share this with people. All right, here we go. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling? I got just a few minutes so I can share this phone line with other people.
Oh, yeah, Bishop Townsend. I was just going to say, you and Minister Mildred is right. The only thing you need to do is do those seven churches, because that's the church. We're in the end times now, and that's going to be the seven churches. And we're going to be persecuted, like you said. But we're not for God's wrath.
No.
We are for devil's wrath.
Yeah, no, God's wrath. No. God's wrath is going to come after he comes.
Is not for us, but the devil's wrath is coming.
Yeah.
Because we won't accept the mark of the beast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we which are alive and remain. Like I said, some people are going to live to tell the story, just like the Holocaust. All the Jews didn't die in the Holocaust. Some of them lived to tell the story, how horrific it was. But you know what? Their faith was in God, and he brought them through it.
Yes, sir. Look, I just want you to pray for the Sims family. Just to go to show you, you don't know when the Lord's going to take you out. The man found his wife dead in the house after he had come back from work. She was pregnant and she was about to deliver.
Lord Jesus. The Sims family. The Sims family. I'm asking all of my Facebook friends and family and those that are listening to pray for the Sims family right now. We are one body collectively. When one part of the body mourns, all of the body mourns. And we mourn for that family right now. Amen. And we ask God that you will just strengthen them in their hour of bereavement, Lord God. The family members, Lord God, even that husband, Lord, that doesn't know what to do right now, fix it on his behalf. Let family and friends come comfort him, and not only, Lord God, now, but even during the process and after the process. Let the same love that is regenerated in his loss be regenerated, Lord, in his constant going on, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. All right. Anybody else want to call? I got about 4 minutes. 318-484-2500. I know God, you know, this blessed me being able to bless you to know that, you know what, we have been not all in many cases purposely. Yes, but many cases it was purposely done to try to get people to get saved and to give their heart to the Lord, just like the Passion of Christ. You know, all of these movies have their way. But when we deviate from the scriptures, then we got to bring things back to what God wants, okay? We can't deviate from the scripture, because this is what Jesus said in the book of Revelation. If any man adds to this book, the plagues will be added unto him. And watch this. If any man takes away from this book. Now, there's one thing in doing this unawarely. That's the reason why his grace and mercy gives us the ford to repent and to ask God to forgive me. To forgive me from just repeating what I heard. But the Holy Spirit is designated to lead us into all truth and righteousness. I got about 2 minutes, y'all, if you'd like to call. 318-484-2500. Lady Townsend, anything you got?
Amen. And we just have to repent. And like you said, repentance is necessary. Amen. You know, it's necessary. Praise God. And it's what God wants. And the thing about repentance, it don't mean repeating. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we repent, and then for the day over, you're doing the same thing again.
Yes.
You know, that's not true repentance. And amen. And those that have made up their mind, they want to please God, God would truly give them true repentance. And you would know, amen, not to do that.
Okay, caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Gordon. I'm calling from Pineville.
Gordon.
I'd like to thank you for telling the truth.
Yes. How did you determine it was the truth?
People need to hear it.
Huh?
I said, I think people need to hear it. There's the part of the tribulation, if you ain't a Christian, you won't be no tribulation on you.
Mm-hmm.
No attacks on you. It's going to be the Christians that's going to have to deal with that.
Yes, yes, Brother Gordon. Well, you continue to stay in that word and continue to grow. And listen, you helped to pass the word along, too.
I try to. I sure try to.
That's all we can do, my brother, is try to let people be aware of it. Because, again, Jesus said it so eloquently. If the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. And yet, when Paul and Silas went through persecution, getting locked up in jail, they still gave God the praise. And that's what we've got to be able to do.
I agree with you. And I think all these young men need to realize it when they become husbands and fathers. They're the priests of their house, and they're responsible to teach their family all these things.
Yes, that's right, my brother. That is right. Well, Brother Gordon, I've run out of time. I've got to go, but I do thank you for calling, and Godspeed upon you and your family as well. And don't let this be your last time calling, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Lady Townsend, we got about 30 seconds. Close us out in a word of prayer, please.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our brothers and sisters We thank you that the word that went forth today, that it pricked the hearts of man. Oh, God, that we can be prepared, because one day we're going to meet you. Hallelujah. When we come into the clouds and grab us individually, let us be ready, God. Help us from day to day. In Jesus' name we pray.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at